Another poem from my mother, which she adored, of course. As you'll see, there's nothing but goodness in it. It's called Charlotte's Web, and is about partly about that story that we probably all were read by our parents. I am sitting on the dock. My mother is reading to me. It is the summer I killed leeches, curling them up with salt. It is the summer I almost drowned, the summer I first stepped out of my body, my hand touching a bolt of wool in the Hudson's Bay store, while my brother buys a china teacup. I cannot tell where my hand stops and the fabric begins. From across the room, I am touching the pale English downs of the cup's landscape. My mother is next to me, holding the fabric she will buy. I've entered other objects. I want to ask if she knows what I mean. But suddenly the current snaps off. I am not imprinted on the cup my brother is holding. I left my skin and entered several yards of red wool, but I am back. I'm inside. I can be removed from the Hudson's Bay store without pain. We are on the dock. My mother reads Charlotte's Web and stops when I cry. Darling, don't cry. Keep reading, I sob. The voice starts up again, dry as hazelnuts. Slow voice that doesn't try to get away, voice that does what I want, softly bringing the story I love, voice with more ocean than the ocean that laps near us, voice, woman who cries for the death of a spider too. Mother, we are in the dock, rising and falling with fiction.